From the book of Leviticus, what substance was to be offered with all sacrifices? What substance was to be offered with all sacrifices? Was it salt? Was it oil? Or was it fat? What substance was to be offered with all sacrifices? How many think salt was to be offered? Salt? How about oil? Oil, everybody, oil? How about fat? Like anybody fat? It was a holy thing to the Israelites. Salt had to be ordered for every offering. Tell your doctor. Salt. Very good, Elder. Did you get that right, Elder?
No.
Oh, all right. What two parts of an animal were the Israelites forbidden to eat, according to Leviticus? Two parts of an animal where the Israelites were forbidden to eat. Was it hooves and teeth? Was it blood and fat? Or was it liver and heart? What two parts of the animal were the Israelites forbidden to eat according to Leviticus? How many think hooves and teeth? Hooves and teeth, anybody? How about blood and fat? Blood and fat, anybody? How about liver and heart, anybody?
All three.
Blood and fat. We're forbidden. Knock yourself out, but you're not forbidden. Chew on an antler. No, that does. Did you get that one? All right. She's back. Blood and fat were forbidden to eat, according to the Israelites.
I knew that, but I'm saying I wouldn't eat the other ones either.
Here's your dinner, honey. Four teeth.
Yeah, special teeth.
I learned liver and the heart, they can have that too.
I've tried them both.
In 2 Timothy, according to 2 Timothy, who refreshed Paul while he was in prison in Rome? Who refreshed Paul? Paul was refreshed while he was in prison in Rome. Was it Timothy? Was it John Mark? Or was it Onesiphorus?
Who?
Onesiphorus. Onesiphorus. I don't know anybody. So who refreshed Paul while he was in prison in Rome? How many think Timothy? Timothy? John Mark? John Mark. How about Onesiphorus? Why did you say in this? Because you know me well now, right?
Because he's the oddball.
Yeah. Onesiphorus refreshed Paul while he was in Rome. In 2 Timothy, Onesiphorus.
I never even heard that name.
Well, that's right. It's the only time you read his name.
Like
2 Timothy.
He's a forgotten beetle.
He showed up with a bottle of water for him.
Wow.
Maybe an instant coffee or something. You ever hear of Onesiphorus?
No.
Wow.
You should know me. When you get something like that, you should know this guy got something up. I love this one. What represented God's presence and glory in the temple at his dedication? What represented God's presence and glory in the temple at his dedication? I love this. Was it a cloud? Was it fire? Or was it wind? So what represented God's presence and glory in the temple at his dedication? How many think a cloud? We got cloud? How about fire? Nobody? We all got no wind? Anybody wind? We got wind. I don't know what we ever could do at our church, but I'll tell you what. If the glory of God fell in the form of a cloud in the church. David, could you one time in our lives imagine that? Some Sunday that his glory falls in our church one time? That would be that would just
we have birds. Correct, you have birds.
Well, they say a cloud.
Well, I mean, it's not that he wouldn't, but I just, that would be.
We heard it in the process of those clouds.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they sure did.
Well, in the desert, too. In
real.
Where was Moses given the laws pertaining to sacrifices? Again, back in Leviticus. Where was Moses given the laws pertaining to sacrifices? In the desert, in Egypt, or on Mount Sinai? Where was Moses given the law pertaining to sacrifice? That must have been amazing for him, too, talking to God like that. He got it. Anybody in the desert? In the desert? How about Egypt? In Egypt? How about Mount Sinai? Look at you guys. Wow. Give him praise. You guys are good. Wow.
I thought there were seven questions left.
The only person in the Bible that was called a friend was Isaiah. Or it was God's friend. Remember, Abraham,
yeah.
But yet, at the transfiguration, it was Isaiah and Moses.
Elijah and Moses, yeah.
So, nowhere I looked, I couldn't find it. He never called Moses a friend.
No, I guess not. That's beautiful scripture, he called him friend.
And Moses was... Yeah.
There's another scripture where God says friend, we are a friend of him. But you're right, it's Abraham that he called. What an honor, huh? What an honor. What about Melchizedek, the king of Salem? You think that was Jesus? Anybody ever read about Melchizedek?
It almost seems to be.
It had no father, no mother, no beginning, no end. That's the one that Moses paid, Abraham paid a tithing to, right?
But didn't Jesus say that Moses was you made something about Moses. I forgot. Not a friend, but he said something to God somehow.
When they came against him and they started talking against him, God was furious and said, "Who are you to talk to him? I talked to all the prophets, but him I talked to face to face." That's why it says in, I think it's Isaiah. He says,
"No one was greater than Moses, wasn't that?"
That's what he says. And, nobody's been greater. Nobody greater. And he said, "I talked to all the prophets through the. I talked to him. I talked to face to face. There's nobody greater than him." That was.
But yet he was refused to hope.
He messed up.
He messed up.
Remember. God told him to speak to the rock and it'll bring forth water. And he was so frustrated. Anybody ever been frustrated?
Yeah.
He was so angry. Anybody ever been angry? He was so just so done that he went over and hit the rock three times.
He was so mad at the people.
Yeah.
I'm at it.
That's it. And he was that way and he hit the rock and that cost him the promised land. God said to speak to that rock so that he got the glory. Moses made it look like he was the one that brought the water up.
Now, Enoch was the most righteous, or it wasn't Noah?
Enoch was the most righteous. He never saw death.
Okay, because he got...
And there's one other prophet.
But Noah was also a righteous.
Righteous.
But he wasn't as righteous as...
But there's one other prophet who never saw death. Remember who that is?
Elijah.
Elijah's taken up. And Elisha saw it. Poor old Elijah never got a kid.